March 8th is International Women's Day. To celebrate, we Zoomed with Carolyn Savage, the first woman to sit on the OSU Board of Regents. I'm Megan Robinson, and this is the Inside OSU Podcast.
Carolyn, thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Inside OSU Podcast. Your connection to OSU goes back quite a few decades. When were you a student here?
From 49 to 53.
And what was your major during that time?
I was in elementary education, and that includes the first grade through junior high school. Because when my husband was in the service in Alabama, he was in the chemical corps, as all young men were at the time. And so I taught school at that time as a substitute teacher. I didn't teach full time because we never knew when he would be moved. That's my first experience and really my last experience for almost full-time teaching, and I loved it.
Oh my gosh, that's so amazing. Were you from Oklahoma, or are you from Oklahoma originally?
I am from Oklahoma City. I was raised in Oklahoma City and graduated from high school there, and then that's the last time I lived in Oklahoma City, because then I went to OAMC. I graduated and then married my husband my senior year, the second semester of my senior year. And he went to the Army and I was able to go with him. He was there for 2 years. And then we went back to his home ranch, which is out of Hominy, Oklahoma in Osage County.
So I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here. I know it's been a while since you've been a student at Oklahoma State, but you've been connected to the university for 60, 70 years. Do you have a favorite memory from your time being associated with Oklahoma State? Doesn't have to be from when you were a student, but just with the university in general.
So one of the most important things at the time I was a student, they were building the student union. And then in 1950, they were able to move in. And that was a big event there because it was one of the most modern, well thought of student unions in the country. And it had a hotel in it also. And so I remember the student union and going to dances there on the Starlight Terrace and meeting your friends there for a cup of coffee. And it was a really wonderful highlight of everyone that was there. But we went to howdy dances and we went to basketball games and football games, and you'd have a pep rally the night before a football game, and they'd have torches and the cheerleaders and the band, and you'd sing Ride 'em Cowboy, and then when you went to the game the next day, you were singing OAMC and waving your arms. So I met marvelous, wonderful people.
What was your first reaction when you were approached to join OSU's Board of Regents?
I was surprised. My husband and I were at an alumni luncheon at OSU, and this man came up to me and introduced himself and said, "How would you like to be on the Board of Regents?" I never thought about being on the Board of Regents. But we were in the cattle business, and because you did have to have the majority of your living come from agriculture, I think maybe that's why they approached me, because I had been active in the Alumni Association and I had helped with the beef promotions, and I belonged to this organization that was really giving women scholarships to get through school. And the land grant institution, I don't know if you know how that was conceived, but Congress passed a law in 1862 called the Morrill Act, and that established the land grant university system. And when that man said land grant, the federal government gave land to Western states to have them use that money to establish schools of higher education, because most of the colleges at that time were all private universities, and people in agriculture and people in other ways of making a living in the Western states had no way of going to a high school higher education. And so that's why the land grant system was born.
You were also the first woman to be appointed to the Board of Regents. Is that correct?
That is correct. To be a regent, you had to make your living from agriculture. And it was majority of your living. Well, all of our living was made from agriculture on the ranch. So we were interested in the things that went on in agriculture. And we knew that OSU was at the forefront of making all these new discoveries with seeds and plants and the way to feed animals and keep them healthy. If you had a college education, you were more likely to be a successful on a farm or ranch because you've learned so many things that you wouldn't have known before. And I think that was a savior for agriculture, really.
How long did you serve on the Board of Regents?
Two terms, from 1977 to 1992. And I think there was a few years more than two terms. I think a term was 7 years. So I was responsible for going to the bank, visiting with the banker many times. And I kept the ranch books. And so that's the reason I was, when they wanted a woman to serve on the board, that's why my name came up. And I'm sure there were other names probably that would have done just as well or better. But I was given that opportunity, and I considered it a wonderful opportunity to learn more about ranching and more about being a member of a board.
This might be a silly question, but what does a regent do?
Their most important job really is hiring a very good president and one that has a thick skin. You have to have a thick skin like a rhinoceros to be a president because you have so many people that can not like what you're doing and criticize you. But the board, after they hire the president, their most important job is to support the president and his group of vice presidents and deans and head of departments. Your biggest is you work with the public to support what the president is doing and the wonderful things that you're doing. One of the first things that Dr. Boger did, we had intercollegiate activities at that time, and Title IX had been passed in Congress. And so he made sure that the women had equal access to all the facilities that the men had. And they had their own dressing rooms, and they all had a really fine program at a track and field and golf. We really had a good golf team, women's golf team. And we played basketball, and all those things are intercollegiate. We played them against all the Big Eight schools when I was in school, but then it later expanded to Big 12. First, you have the Board of Regents, and you give him the authority to lead. And he knows what his limits are and what he can do himself. And then he talks to the faculty and the faculty council, and it's all working together, just like our nation should be all working together. They do at Oklahoma State University, and you accomplish so much more than people infighting and all of that going on. In 1980, Dr. Boger thought it would be wonderful if Oklahoma State had a med school for men and women, a medical school for men and women. We already had a college of veterinary medicine, but he wanted a medical school for humans. But he wanted that to do good, work toward that in 1980, and it didn't get done until 1988. And so when you have a new big program such as that, it takes a lot of manpower and a lot of twisting of arms of different politicians and different groups to see that it does come to pass. And thank goodness we have it, because that's where Casey Shrum had her education. She was an educated person. She came to OSU to the med school, and she learned many honors. She's very impressive, meeting with people and comrades that are working with her, faculty and students, and she will be a great president and a new facet to what women can do. And I have great hopes for her, and I would want to support her, and I'm sure her board will support her, and she'll have the complete support of the faculty and the students. The students are very important because they can be very critical sometimes of what they're doing.
You mentioned President Shrum, who is in her first year of office, the first woman to be named president of Oklahoma State Stillwater campus. And you were the first woman on the Board of Regents. So there are some parallels there But did you ever think that you would see the day that a woman was named president of OSU? And what was your reaction to it?
Well, I'd never seen one before. That's for sure. I still haven't met her. And I didn't even know to think about it, just like I didn't even know to think that a woman would ever go on the Board of Regents. It's exciting to think that a woman has made all these honors and had gone through med school, which is not an easy school to go to. And she's won all these honors already before she even became president, because she was so good at working in the medical osteopathic hospital. I'm sure she'll bring many more new ideas and new functions with the way science is progressing. No telling what she'll be able to do, because she's still a young woman and she has many years ahead of her.
In 2000, you were awarded the Edna May Phelps Award, which recognizes individuals who have gone above and beyond for the OSU Library. What did that honor mean to you?
Of course, we have the Edmund O. Library now. When I was in school, we had a big red building where we went to study. But now we have people from all over the campus, from all the disciplines, are able to use the library for study and research. And it means that I always have felt like the library was the heart of the campus, because it touches every segment. And so I was active in the Friends of the Library and became its chairman, and have supported it all through my years, because I'm so proud of it's in the center of the campus, and it's an imposing building. And Roscoe Rouse was the department head at that time. And then when I came on, we got Dean Edward Johnson, and he was wonderful. He left it in good shape, and Dr. Boger saw to it that the library was fully digitized when he was president. And that was quite, they spent 1/6 of the entire academic budget that year on the library to just bring it up to date and ready to go forward into the computer age and into the whatever age we decide to go in. With this country, we're ready. That library is ready and is one of the best recognized libraries in land grant history and also across the United States. It's very well recognized. So I'm delighted that they gave me that honor, but it was not for me. It was for all the people that have worked so hard for so many years to bring it to be what it is.
Thank you, Carolyn, for paving the way for so many women at Oklahoma State. And thank you for listening to this Inside OSU podcast. Please like, share, and subscribe. I'm Megan Robinson, and I appreciate you joining me today.